We are back with Second Date Update. It's Mandy and Jimmy on Lexington's All New Hits 106.3, and we just spoke with Cindy about the date she had with Frank. They actually met at a sports bar, watched some sports together, got a little too jokey, and she feels like she might have actually offended him. That could be the reason why he's not calling her back, but in these things, we never know, so we're about to find out right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Frank?
Yeah, and who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show where we try to, get to the bottom of things, find out, why you're not calling a certain person back. We're actually calling on behalf of Cindy. She's been trying to get, in touch with you and see about a second date, but she hasn't heard back. So we're just making sure everything's all right. What's going on? You hated it? What happened?
Everything's great. Everything's great with me. I'm living the dream.
Okay. I'm definitely glad to hear that. You are seem to be doing well. So why aren't you getting in touch with Cindy?
I like Cindy a lot. She's really cool. I enjoyed hanging out with her. We got along really well. But she she was absolutely terrified of my dog.
Oh, really? What type of dog do you have?
It's not even a big scary dog. It's a Yorkie.
Oh.
She's afraid of one of the least scary dogs around.
Okay. So she's afraid of your dog, and that's why you didn't call her back?
Yeah. I mean, listen, when I say she was afraid, she was absolutely terrified. Like, she was pinned to the wall in fear. So I had to lock my dog back in the back bedroom. And honestly, I don't think it's fair to my dog. I shouldn't have to lock her up every time she comes over.
Right.
That's just not right. Yeah,
Okay. Well, we have Cindy on the phone with us. Cindy, you like to say something here?
Yeah, it just sounds like you're choosing your dog over me. Is that what's happening?
It's a pretty easy decision. I mean, I like you, but I'm not going to treat my dog like crack because, you're afraid of her.
What? You're putting a dog over a human being. You have, a not well-trained dog that's, scary, and you have a problem with just putting her in the bedroom for a little while when you have guests over?
Well,
realize how messed up that is?
She's trained, and she's not wild. She's my dog. I live with my dog, and you're just some random person I met at a bar, okay? So I liked you. We got along. And I would like to see you again, but I can't keep locking up my dog because you're irrationally scared of her. She's not vicious at all. She's sweet.
Okay. Well, I see where your priorities are. You just call me a rando and irrational just for, your dog, sitting in the bedroom for a little while. So I hope you and your dog have a nice life together.
Oh, my.
We will, probably with someone who's not so irrationally scared of dogs, okay?
Okay.
She's a sweet dog.
So there's nothing going to happen here, correct, Cindy?
Definitely not.
Okay. And
not interested.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and Cindy, I'm so sorry that you're afraid of dogs, but maybe you guys will...
I'm not afraid of dogs. I'm afraid of, not well-behaved dogs that are trying to, eat my face.
Oh, okay.
A Yorkie.
Ugh. Terrible dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Cindy, I'm so sorry that this didn't work out, but I'm glad we got an answer for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
It's good to know.
It's 106.3.
Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.